every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Monday, January 5th here on the show. And it is our annual prediction show here on Wrestling Observer Live. So this is what's going to happen. We're going to go to break in a moment. And when we come back, the phone lines will be open. I'm going to give you the phone number right now. You can start calling. We got 5 lines open. And it is your chance to give your prediction for 2026. What do you think is going to happen? The phone number, 618-762-3275. That is 618-762-3275. 618-762-3275. I will not give the email. I will not give the text message line. You must call to make your prediction. And we're going to log all of the predictions. And then next year at this time, as we will do today, we're going to read the predictions from the previous year. And we're going to find out who was a prognosticator and who was a fool. And the best prediction wins a beautiful prize. It might be a plaque, might be a trophy. We'll see what I decide this year. But you must, you get one prediction. No predicting people's deaths. No predicting anything tragic. Just think of something good. Because if you pick something simple, like there will be 2 nights of WrestleMania this year, well, unless every other person gets their prediction wrong, you aren't going to win. You must be bold enough to get it right, but also win if several people get a hit. So anyway, once again, 618-762-3275. 618-762-3275. Back in a moment to kick it off, Observer Live.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here. It is the annual prediction show. Filthy Tom is joining us, although he won't have much to say today because we gotta rush through these calls to get as many predictions as we can. We will, in the final segment, read last year's predictions and declare a winner of this year's prediction contest. Once again, you must call 618-762-3275. The lines are all filled up right now. We have five lines. If you keep calling and get a busy signal, every time someone answers the phone and hangs up, call and try and get on. And one prediction for 2026. Make it bold, make it a good one, and let's kick it off. Tom, we'll get your prediction later. But let's go to the phones. You are on the air. Who is this? Give us your name, where you're from, and what is your prediction for 2026?
This is Matthew, formerly from Nashville, now in the San Fernando Valley. My prediction for 2026 is that Roman Reigns will win the Royal Rumble after last eliminating Javon Evans, who will be your Iron Man of the Rumble. He will go on to main event the second night of WrestleMania versus CM Punk, who will win that match. CM Punk will win that match, solidifying him as Paul Levesque's guy.
All right, I want to thank you very much for the call. That guy's a vet. That's how it's done. I should mention, by the way, that besides the phone number, if you are international, you can also use the international call-in line, which is callinstudio.com/show/WOL, and you can call in that way on your web browser. callinstudio.com/show/WOL. Let's go to the phones. You are on the air. Who is this? What is your prediction for 2026?
Yes, this is Steven from Yuma. And my prediction for 2026 is WWE will not have one, but two WWE champions crowned this year who are under the age of 30, one of them being Braun Breaker.
Two under 30 champions, one of which is Braun Breaker. You're a former winner, aren't you?
Two-time.
Two-time. That's right. You're the two-time winner. He had a special plaque that celebrated a two-time prediction show winner. All right, Stephen, want to thank
Hold
you
up.
Very
much. Does that count? What titles? World titles?
The WWE, like the top title.
WWE men's or world
and
title?
Women's?
Just the men's.
Okay.
Oh, he's making it even more difficult. Thank you, Stephen. Wow. the WWE or World Men's titles. Two champions this year under the age of 30, one of which is Bron Breakker. On the international call-in line, you are on the air. Who is this? And I know you're calling from Hamburg, Germany, Dennis. Dennis, are you there? If you're muted, you got to unmute, buddy. Oh, there you go.
Do you hear me?
Yep, go ahead.
Yeah. Awesome. Hey, Brian. Hey, Tom. Happy New Year and congrats on hitting 5 million steps last year. Pretty amazing.
Thank you.
This is Dennis from Hamburg, Germany. I'm the reigning Major Melon Song Contest European champion, and I have a very bold prediction for you. And my bold prediction is that Brian Alvarez once again will lace up the boots, step into the ring, and just like John Cena, he will give up.
Is that right? Yeah, I know.
I'm very, very sorry.
I know,
but it has to be bold.
Okay, that is bold. I know who put you up to that call. He's gonna get it, and I will never be able to unhear prediction. That's what that was right there. I will lace up the boots, get into the ring again, and like John Cena, I'll give up. Yeah, we'll see about that one. All right, let's go.
Aren't you supposed to say something that's not likely?
Well, no, it can be anything. You have to say something somewhat likely because you're trying to win. All right, let's go to the phones. You're on the air. Who is this? Where are you calling from? What's your bold prediction for 2026?
Hi, Brian. Hi, Tom. It's Tara.
Another former winner. Yes, Tara.
Star-studded lineup early on.
Yes. Excellent. Yes, I hope to. Last year I was a fool. This year I hope to win. And I'm going to predict that AEW will have its first pay-per-view in Atlanta in 2026, and it will be Wrestle Dream.
Wrestle Dream will be in Atlanta this year.
Wow.
All right, Tara. Yeah. I want to thank you very much for the call. There's something about her calls where I'm like, she's got some sort of inside information here. The way that she makes her prediction. She's the one, I think, that predicted that you were going to come back and wrestle for Beyond or whatever that prediction was.
That is correct.
Good Lord. All right. Let's go to the phones. You are on the air. Who is this, and what's your bold prediction for 2026?
Hi, Brian. Hey, Tom. This is Coach Walden, your 2022 prediction contest winner.
All these winners flooding in.
Yeah. My personal prediction is we're going to win another state championship for the Bell Tigers in track and field. So go Tigers. But my prediction for the show this year is that your forever Ring of Honor World's champion, Athena, will beat both Roman Reigns and Hulk Hogan's world title reigns. If you need a specific date, that'd be the day after December 2025, 2026.
So she has to be the champion until December of 2026 to beat both of those reigns?
That's correct.
Man. Yeah, you know what ROH has at the end of the year? Final battle, which Athena has been the main eventer for many times. What a good prediction that is. Go Tigers!
Go Tigers! Thank you very much, Coach Walton. Fine man right there. All right, the phone number is 618-762-3275, although the phone lines are full, but keep trying. Let's go to the phones. You are on the air. Who is this, and where are you calling from, and what's your bold prediction?
Hey, this is Rabbi calling on behalf of Bates, and I hope you enjoyed those cars I sent you this year.
I did. I got one right here.
If you didn't know, they're also stickers.
Oh, really? I did not know that. Yep. All right, well, what's your prediction? Drive-by?
My prediction? All right, let me tell you. Matt Cardona is going to be Logan Paul's job guy on one of the either PLEs or Saturday main events. Basically one of the non-average Raw or SmackDowns, and that's my prediction.
He's going to be facing Logan Paul.
He's going to be the job guy for Logan Paul.
Okay, he's going to be the job guy for Logan Paul on a non-television event, so a Saturday night's main event or a PLE.
That's right.
All right, I want to thank you very much for the call. Some people are, they're like, all right, I'm going to play it safe here, you know? I'm going to play it safe, so if we have a multi-person tie, or if nobody else gets anything right, I'll win. But there's always predictions I think are obviously going to happen, and they never do, every single year.
That one was very specific.
It was very specific. It's not a television match. It has to be on a Saturday night's main event or a PLE. All right, let's go to the phones. You are on the air. Who is this? What's your bold prediction for 2026?
Hi, Brian. Hi, Tom. This is Dave the One Man Ray from Evansville, Indiana. And my bold prediction is that Vincent Kennedy McMahon will be inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame class of 2026, which would mark, as he would call, his triumphant return to the company.
So that means he's going to go in this year over WrestleMania?
Around the same time, yes. Okay. He would be making an appearance that weekend.
All right. I want to thank you very much for the... He dropped. So Vince McMahon going into the Hall of Fame this year.
No. He said Vince McMahon will make an appearance around the time of the Hall of Fame.
I could have sworn he said the Hall of Fame.
Well, yeah, but then you cut him off as he was explaining himself.
Well, I will allow him to call back and clarify that because my finger was on that drop button. I apologize for that.
Who was that? Was that Drive-By again?
No, it was a different person. All right.
Yeah. It was Rabbi, you fool.
Oh, Rabbi. Is that what it was?
Yes.
I thought he said Drive-By.
Big Roman Reigns fan.
All right. Hey, listen, you're supposed to make one prediction, and, like, I had my finger on the button because, like, make your prediction, and we got to go to the next caller. But I will allow that guy to email me or text me or call back and clarify his prediction so that we know it for sure for next year.
Yeah, get that text in, the text line.
Yeah, any of them. All right, I'll give them to you in a second. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. Who is this? What's your bold prediction for 2026?
Hello, my name is Markel C. Slaughter. I'm calling in for a prediction for 2026. Prediction is that Detroit Lions wide receiver Jameson Williams, a.k.a. That Boy Jameson Williams, is going to make an appearance at a pro wrestling show in any capacity. So he could be ringside, he could be in the crowd, no matter what. And that's my prediction.
So he's just going to be at a show. But will he have the graphic and be recognized or everything like that, or fans are just gonna have to say he's there?
It probably doesn't matter graphic or not. I would prefer it be with a graphic, but okay. I say no.
He'll be acknowledged
because I know how. Yeah, he'll be acknowledged.
Okay, all right. I want to thank you very much for the call. We're gonna head to the break, everybody. 618-762-3275. Back in a moment with more of the Prediction Show, Wrestling Observer Live.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So, what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215. Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Okay, we're back here on the show. Brian Alvarez here. It's a prediction show. A couple of things, and we'll go back to the phones. Number one, if you would like to give us a call, you must call. You can either dial 618-762-3275. That is 618-762-3275. Or you can use the international web browser line if you're out of the country or anywhere. callinstudio.com/show/WOL. That is callinstudio.com/show/WOL. And if you are the guy that made the Vince McMahon prediction, send me a text message right now. 425-780-7566 and clarify your prediction so we don't get it wrong next year. And I am going to do one last thing, which is breaking from tradition. I am going to allow one person to not call in, and that person is Lance Storm, because he was sitting around waiting for the show Friday, and it got didn't happen because of technical difficulties. And so his prediction is in 2026, there will be a week where TNA Impact on AMC beats AEW Dynamite in the ratings. It may be due to a day or time slot change for Dynamite, but it will happen. So that's Lance's prediction. And Tom, we'll get yours after the next break. But let's go back to the phones here. You are on the air. Who is this? Where are you calling from? What's your bold prediction for 2025?
Hey, this is your main man, Philip, from Simi's Island, California.
Yes, Sandman. What's up?
And, not my main man.
And my prediction is that tonight on Raw, there'll be the Stranger Things segment, and the kids will witness walking through the Jericho Vortex, Chris Jericho appearing in WWE, and then at the Royal Rumble, Gunther will run rapid and eliminate people before he's eliminated by Chris Jericho, which will start a feud that will lead to WrestleMania, where Gunther will make Chris Jericho quit and retire.
Wow, that's a very detailed prediction. All right, I want to thank you very much for the call. That guy's not messing around.
That's a good one.
He's in it to win it, brother.
I don't know. It seems a bit early, though, for Jericho to come back and retire at WrestleMania, but hey, perhaps.
All right, let's go to the phones. You are on the air. Who is this? Where are you calling from? What's your bold prediction?
How you doing, boys? This is Ryan from Ann Arbor, and my bold prediction is, listen, it's cinema. It's going to happen. The Miz will wrestle iShow Speed at SummerSlam.
The Miz versus iShow Speed at SummerSlam.
Cinema.
All right. I want to thank you very much for the call. Every year there's a prediction where it's like, golly, that might actually happen.
There's been a lot.
And then it doesn't. It's amazing. Wow. It's amazing how people are unable to predict the future, even in pro wrestling where they book in such obvious ways sometimes. All right, let's go to the phones. You're on the air. Who is this? What's your bold prediction for 2025?
Hi, this is Dave from North of Detroit.
Dave from where?
North of Detroit.
Okay, Detroit. What's your prediction?
I predict that Chris Jericho will send Woody Lane to Raw tonight to sign a contract to return to Dynamite on Wednesday.
Chris Jericho will...
He's sending Lenny Lane.
Send Lenny Lane.
Okay. To sign the contract for him tonight on Raw.
Okay. Well, you know, that's a bold one, all right. That's a bold one. So one of these years, something like that's going to win, and I can't wait. Oh, I need to live long enough for it to happen.
I don't even... like if Lenny Lane shows up tonight, I don't even know what I'll do.
All right, let's go to the international web caller line. Munashi is on the air. Munashi, what's going on? What's your prediction for 2026?
I'll shave my head.
Yeah, you can shave your head. I think I can predict that. But seriously, though, first of all, happy new year to you guys. And my bold prediction, I had to change mine on the fly. And my prediction is that at this year's F4W convention, the Chop and Roll Express will make one more appearance to face off against Big Vinny V and Craig.
Okay. I want to thank you very much for the call, Munashi. Why is everyone putting people up to these statements?
I wish that were the case, but I don't think that's only a few months away. I keep seeing these WrestleMania shows getting announced, and I'm like, there's no way.
Dude, we'll all be equally mobile. You, Craig, Vinny, and me, we just have to brawl. It could be done, dude. It could be done, because there ain't much else any of us can do.
Why shouldn't it just be a handicap match, you against the three of us? Craig, and Vinny.
Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. Who is this? What's your bold prediction for 2026?
Hi, this is Coach Pat from Colchester, Connecticut.
Another coach. What's up, Pat?
Hey, go Bobcats. My prediction is that Joe Hendry and Chris Jericho will face off at WrestleMania in a program, and the Honky Tonk Man will be involved in some fashion.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my. Right. Please. I don't know if I've ever wanted a prediction to happen before.
I want to thank you very much for the call. Chris Jericho and Joe Hendry and the Honky Tonk Man. All right. Battle of the Musicians. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. Who is this? What's your bold prediction for 2026?
Yeah, my name is Chuck. I'm from Philly. Go Birds. And I'm going to give this prediction that is probably going to be the only one to say in this, but I'm going to say that my girl Bailey is going to leave WWE this year and go to join her best friend Mercedes in AEW as her old moniker on the indies, Davina Rose. Let's go.
All right. I want to thank you very much for the call. Bailey leaves to go to AEW to join Mercedes. Did she just re-sign? I don't know if she did or not. I feel like maybe she did. But you know what? Mercedes was under contract and she left, so we shall see. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. Who is this? What's your bold prediction for 2026?
This is Austin from Richmond, Virginia. My prediction is we will have the Wednesday Night Wars Round 2. Either TNA or NXT will go head-to-head with Dynamite permanently.
So at some point this year, somebody's moving to Wednesday night to go against Dynamite. All right, I want to thank you very much for the call. He happily disconnected himself there. All right, to the international web browser line, Will is on the air. What's up, Will? What's your prediction?
Hi, Brian. It's Will from Northern Ireland. And my prediction this year is that there will be no NXT UK. There will be no NXT Europe again. WWE is more interested in Saudi Arabia now than they are in Europe or UK.
So you mean there's going to be no shows that run in the UK?
No, you know the way Triple H has said, you know, we're...
Looks like he may have dropped.
Yeah, and there's also, there was an amendment earlier. This guy here, Gung Fugelman, said his connection sucked. He predicted Jericho sends Lenny Lane to Raw while returning to AEW on Wednesday.
I see. So Lenny Lane. So that would mean that AEW and WWE would basically have to be working together.
They'd be in cahoots.
Yeah. Well, I don't expect that one to happen. So I think what he was saying, and listen, if we don't get the prediction right, send me a text message because there's at least one other that we need clarification on. 425-780-7566. That's only for clarifications for predictions we've already read. I'm not taking any predictions via text. But you're saying NXT will not run any shows in the UK this year, correct?
No, I believe it's about NXT Europe not happening.
So, but I mean, there is no NXT Europe. I didn't know there was going to be an NXT Europe.
Well, it had been mentioned. And then he also mentioned their, them being focused on Saudi Arabia. So I don't know if maybe he thinks there's going to be an NXT Middle East or something.
Okay.
Maybe we'll find out.
All right. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. Who is this? And what is your bold prediction for 2026?
Hello, Brian. This is Matthew from Los Altos. And my bold prediction is that WrestleMania weekend, at the NXT show WrestleMania weekend, Obafemi wins the NOAH GHC heavyweight title. It's going to be NXT versus GHC champion, and Obafemi will be a double champion. And he will lose the GHC title without defending it in Japan. He'll defend it on an NXT show and lose it back.
All right. I want to thank you very much for the call. A lot would have to happen there because,
well,
I think Obafemi's been called up. I don't even think he's going to wrestle on the NXT show for Mania weekend. But we'll see.
Although, Brian, the current GHC heavyweight champion still after last weekend is Inamura.
You could do it. Dude, I want Inamura to come back and defend that title. I'd be more than happy with that. All right, to the phones. You are on the air. Who is this? And what's your bold prediction for 2026?
Yes, this is Ray in Austin, Texas. And my bold prediction is that in this year, we will see in an AEW ring, Swerve Strickland versus Keith Lee.
Wow, Keith Lee's going to come back, and the feud after 4 years will finally culminate?
Yes. Because Tony Khan never forgets.
Well, that is true. He does never forget. I want to thank you very much for the call. All right, very quickly, Will, in the UK, Ireland, clarify your prediction real quick.
It's calling back again. It was to clarify that Triple H has said before there will be an NXT UK, there will be an NXT Europe. You know the way we used to have an NXT UK here with a separate belt?
And you're saying that won't happen?
No, he's commented on it before, and why I bring it up is obviously WWE.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Okay, Will, for the third time, real quick, what's your prediction?
NXT Europe, NXT UK won't happen. There won't be separate belts. It'll never happen.
Okay, thank you very much for the call. That was a good one there. I should give him a prize just for that. We made it. All right, listen, we got 5 minutes left, and we got to do last year's predictions. So if you've got a prediction, you got to make it quick here because we got to get everybody on the line. You are on the air. Who is this? What's your bold prediction for 2025?
Is get up on the mic right outside of Philly. My prediction is that Javon is not going to win anything all year.
Oh.
And then he's actually going to start a losing streak. And then instead of paying it off, he just gets lost in the shuffle.
Well, I'm glad and also distressed that you made it through. Thank you very much for the call. Golly. God help me.
Have a good one, guys.
All right. Thank you very much for the call. All right. Let's go to the phones. You are on the air. What is your bold prediction for 2026?
Hello. This is Chris from Burbank, California, and I believe that this year, being that it's the 25th anniversary of WrestleMania X17, The Rock and Austin will be inducted into the Hall of Fame as a match. And as a wacky prediction, Limp Bizkit, WWE's favorite rock band because of their music video for that match, will be inducted into the Celebrity Hall of Fame also.
Oh, really? I want to thank you very much for the call. I can see that. I don't know if it's going to happen this year, but I actually could see all of that happening.
Yeah. You think you're special.
That was a good prediction.
You do. I can see it in your
Okay,
eyes.
We got to go to the phones. You're on the air. Who is this? What's your bold prediction for 2026?
My name is Johnny, and I'm from Covington, Kentucky. Not sure what it is, but something will happen. We'll set the wheels in motion for MJF to go to WWE.
Oh, man, every year we have this one. I want to thank you very much for the call. We had that one last year, too. It's like people are going to predict it every year until someone gets a hit. Let's go to the phones. You are on the air. What is your bold prediction for 2026?
Hi, this is Thomas from Madison, Wisconsin. My bold prediction for 2026 is that AEW will introduce a Women's Continental Classic with a Women's Continental title. Because, you know, Tony loves his belts.
Well, he does love his belts. And, you know, if you look at the success of the Continental Classic, even during the terrible month of December, I can see him deciding he's going to do another one. So a Women's Continental Classic, I don't know, maybe in the summer. That actually could be the winner. I am in a boldy state. That might be the winner. Tom, do you have a prediction?
I have a bold prediction, two-parted. One, Lorenzo Fertitta will purchase TNA Wrestling. And also, Lacey Evans will run for and win office.
Wow.
Political office.
I predict by the end of this year, Javon Evans is a world champion in WWE.
Wow.
That's going to be my prediction. Yep. Probably just screwed the poor guy. All right, let's go to the phones. Who is this, and what is your bold prediction for 2026?
Hello, this is John from Milwaukee, and I predict that you, Brian Alvarez, will interview Timeless Toni Storm on this very show, and she will be more truthful and forthcoming in gimmick than when Juice Robinson was on the show a few years ago.
Well, that part wouldn't be hard. All right. I want to thank you very much for the call. Now I got to try and make that happen. then that guy owes me the plaque. All right, two more here. You are on the air. What is your bold prediction for 2026?
Hub from Arizona, and I am predicting an NXT call up to the main roster, Ava, who will take on an authority role in either Raw or SmackDown.
Ava will be called up to be an authority figure on Raw or SmackDown. All right. I want to thank you very much for the call. People are playing it safe in a lot of ways this year. I have to say that. All right, last one. You are the main eventer. Tommy is on the international web browser line, even though he's not international. Tommy, what is your prediction?
My prediction is that Sheamus will still go wanting for the Intercontinental title, and Bayley will leave WWE at the end of her contract.
So Sheamus is going to win the Intercontinental title or just go for it again?
No. He's not going to win it this year, and Bayley's going to leave.
All right, so thank you very much for the call. Sheamus will not win the Intercontinental title, and Bayley is going to leave. And that was, in fact, the that was the last one, everybody. That's just, that sound means we're disconnected.
Sheamus just has shoulder surgery.
I know. Well, you know. Well, Bayley would also have to leave. So here's the thing, everybody. This is why you always have to be bold, okay? I've got the list of last year's predictions. Most of them were wrong. Three of them were kind of right, although one was more right than the others. Actually, four, okay? So I'm going to go through these. I need you all to think about which one you think is the winner, because we have more than one this year, which is better than usual. So Carlos in Houston predicted, in an effort for Netflix to do more cross-promotion, WWE will host a Squid Game-themed episode of Raw in 2025. That is a fail, but how ironic that tonight it is a Stranger Things-themed edition of Raw. So that was not a bad prediction, but he was wrong. Coach Walton said, for the first time ever in North American TV history, we will get a 60-minute time limit draw in AEW featuring a women's title match. That was a fail. Tom from St. Louis said, we will get Tanahashi and John Cena in the same ring at some point. That was, I thought, a good prediction, but it was a fail. And then Dennis from Germany here says, Kenny Omega and Okada will not only face each other one time, they will face each other two times this year in AEW. They had a match at All In, and they also were on opposite sides of a six-man in December of 2024. It was Omega and the Bucks versus Okada, Takeshi, and Hechicero. It was not two singles matches, but they did wrestle each other twice in 2026. So that, I would say, is a minor
hit. You said 2024.
Well,
what dates are these?
Whatever. No, this. No, I didn't say 2024.
Yes, you did.
Oh, well, no. Anyway, whatever. Tom, Tara from Marietta. Obviously, there's a prediction for 2025. The point of 2024 is we knew in 2024 that they were going to be facing each other All In. So the question is, do you consider that six-man, them being in the ring with each other? Kenny will win the AEW title. This is Tara. From Moxley at Double or Nothing, defend against Okada at All In, and lose to Ospreay at the end of 2025. That was all wrong. Matthew in Nashville was the guy that predicted MJF will join WWE. That was a fail. Ryan in Ann Arbor said a sitting member of the House of Representatives will take a bump on WWE programming. That was a fail. Matt from Los Altos said Gabe Kidd would win the G1. Omega was going to beat Zach for the IWGP title at Forbidden Door, and Gabe would beat Omega for the title at the Tokyo Dome. None of that happened. Kevin in San Jose might be a year early, he says, but Rhea will win Money in the Bank, cash in, and win a men's title. And that was a fail. Austin from Asheville said the on-air mentioning of competition will increase between WWE and AEW. And I said that that was a fail. He said it would be pettier and stupider. I don't think that's happened. Like, on-air mentioning back and forth. So, no, that was a fail. Chris from Central California, we will see Penta and Phoenix reunited in an AEW ring. That was a fail. And it would have actually been a fail in AAA too, because Penta got hurt. Jeff from Sheffield says, at some point, the Three Musketeers will share the ring one last time.
Mm.
Tanahashi, Shibata, and Nakamura. The problem was, first off, Nakamura couldn't go, and second off,
it was a new year.
It was a new year, yeah. Aaron from The Loop says, there will be an episode of Raw on Netflix. It will be 90 minutes or fewer in length. That's a fail. I know some people will say that's true, but it's a fail. If I need to explain why, I can do it tomorrow, but that's a fail.
Mine was like 132 anyways, or 130.
It was over, yeah.
93 minutes.
But it wasn't really. Anyway, Marcelo tried to predict something about me and Mike, but his phone died. Johnny in California, from California, said around 420, we will have a 7.5-star match likely from AEW. That did not happen. Thomas from Ireland, Shinsuke Nakamura will beat Gunther for the World Heavyweight title. That did not happen.
No.
And then Rabbi again, he predicted even though SmackDown will be 3 hours, there still will not be time for Blair Davenport. And in fact,
wow,
she did not appear on SmackDown a single time. She was supposed to be put in the Secret Harvest, but they actually cut her in February.
Oh, she got cut that early?
Yep. She never made an appearance on SmackDown.
Wow, Drive-By, good one.
So Drive-By here, he's currently, I think, the winner. Brandon from Virginia Beach, on night two of Mania, Sheamus will defeat Braun Breaker in the opener to win the U.S. title, or the Intercontinental title. That did not happen. Mike Sempervivi says, another ESPN story will dribble out about Lee Fitting, and then another, and he will finally step away from WWE. That did not happen. Ethan from Columbus said TNA will join AEW and WWE on a streaming service, specifically Paramount Plus, which was a fail, but they actually got a much bigger deal. Daryl from Yonkers says Shane McMahon will have his final match by the end of the year against a luchador, which is, we ridiculed him, but what's funny is that actually could have happened after AAA got purchased, but it didn't. I predicted at some point in 2025 the McDonald's Happy Meal toy would be WWE themed, which did not happen. Cletus Ronald Stronghold III. Bojangles will become a sponsor of the World Wrestling Federation and King Kong Bundy will rise again. That did not happen. Drew in California. I believe it all in front of 40,000 fans. Okada and Omega will have a 7.5-star match. And they did wrestle, although that was known at the end of 2024. And it was 20,000 fans. And Dave didn't even give it 5 stars. So that's a fail. Marcelo in Denver, Brian and Mike will be named at an AEW angle for a future pay-per-view, which was a fail. And he said the Broncos would win the Super Bowl, which was a double fail. So, there you go. Jason from Fresno said that Takeshita will be the AEW champion. Brandon in Pittsburgh said that AJ Lee will return and have a match in WWE. And Mike and I added a mixed tag of Punk and AJ versus Seth and Becky. That is a hit right there. First sanctioned pro wrestling match in Antarctica, said Ben. That didn't happen. And then finally, a robot predicted that robots would take over everything in wrestling. And the robot killed the show and the phone stopped working. That was the end of last year's prediction show. So the finalists, everybody. The finalists. And Tom, you can give your opinion before the break. This person who predicted Kenny and Okada would face each other twice in AEW, and that happened once in the match we all knew about and the other in a 6-man tag. Or Rabbi, who predicted even though SmackDown would go to 3 hours, there would be no time for Blair Davenport. That is true. She got cut and was never on SmackDown the entire year. And Brandon, who predicted AJ would return and have a match in WWE. Those are the top three. Tom, what is your pick? Blair or AJ? Let's do it.
AJ Lee.
AJ Lee. All right, everybody. Go up to my Twitter right now. I'm putting the poll up. You got 2 minutes to vote. Ready, set, go.
holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, I put it to a vote. The top two, even though SmackDown will be 3 hours, there still will be not time for Blair Davenport, as well as Brandon, who predicted AJ Lee will return and have a match in WWE. And I have polled everybody on Twitch. I have polled everyone on the YouTube chat, and I put a poll up on Twitter, and I asked Tom, and I am pleased to announce that the winner of the 2025 prediction contest is Brandon from Pittsburgh, who predicted AJ Lee will return and have a match in WWE. 72.1% voted for the AJ prediction, 27% for the really odd but accurate prediction that Blair Davenport would never appear on SmackDown.
And SmackDown was not always 3 hours.
It was not always 3 hours. It did go back to 2 hours, yeah. But you're the winner, Brandon, so congratulations. Email me and get me all your information, f4wonline@gmail.com or brian@wrestlingobserver.com, and you will have a beautiful, beautiful prize shipped to you, unlike last year, very soon, and we can celebrate your big win. A new winner of the Observer Live Prediction Contest, Brandon in Pittsburgh. And Rabbi, congratulations on taking second place. That was a very good prediction.
Yes. AKA drive-by.
Yeah, and Dennis from Germany as well. That was a pretty good one. We had some good predictions last year, and we had some interesting ones this year.
I thought we had some very good predictions this year. I'll be interested to go back next year and see who's going to be the winner.
Who will be a prognosticator and who will be a fool? We'll be back tomorrow, everybody. I'll be back later on tonight with Dave. And we had three shows yesterday covering SmackDown, Collision, the Tokyo Dome show, and everything else this weekend. So check those out as a subscriber. And very quickly, if you're a subscriber on Spotify, all of the videos of these shows will now be part of your subscription as well. So check that out, f4wonline.com/Spotify. And we'll talk to you again after a while.